Thank you, and a pleasant good morning to each one who has tuned in to the Seeds of Truth. It is my prayer that each listener will benefit from these studies together. And if you have a question as to anything you hear, please ask it. We are more than happy to give you book, chapter, and verse for all that we say and do. The Seeds of Truth is brought to you by the Rivermont Church of Christ. Your speaker is Robert Swain. I want to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 this morning, beginning with verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are well known to God, and I also trust are well known in your consciences. In these verses, we hear the inspired Apostle Paul as he points out the uncertainty of this life and the reality of a life beyond the grave. In verse 10, Paul gives us the sobering thought that we must all appear before the judgment seat of deity to stand in judgment for the deeds which we have done while in this sojourn of the flesh. You will notice in this verse that the apostle teaches our judgment will be concerning the things done in the body, whether good or bad. There can be no doubt to the one who rightly divides the word of God that there is something that must be done by those who would please their Lord. In Matthew 7:21, Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven." What was that? He that doeth the will of my Father. There is something to do in serving Jehovah God. Whatever is included in the will of the Father, we must do if the Father is pleased. And this involves more than faith. Surely faith is the first requirement, because without faith it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. But when someone comes along and teaches eternal salvation upon the doctrine of faith only, that person has not rightly divided God's word. James says in chapter 2 of his epistle, verse 24, "Ye see that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." Now, isn't it strange how men would teach that there is no responsibility upon the part of man to do anything? Yet James states that man is justified by works and not by faith only. Surely it's understood that the works involved here are not works of men's inventions, but rather, these works are the works of righteousness, obedience to the works of God. The case James uses as an example serves to point this out. Abraham was justified by faith, so says Paul in Romans 4:3. And yet James says Abraham was justified by works, James 2:21. Now, do Paul and James contradict each other? Or maybe the Holy Spirit made a mistake in one of these passages? Oh no, not so. Paul was right when he states Abraham was justified by faith, and James was right when he states Abraham was justified by works. The truth of these two passages is simply this. Abraham had enough faith in God to do what God commanded him to do, that is, the works of God. Abraham's faith was perfected by his obedience. Surely Abraham believed God, but it was not a barren faith, but a living faith, an active faith, an obedient faith. A faith that listened to what God commanded and then moved him to comply with divine will. And so is our salvation today. How is your faith? Is it barren, or is it living, active, obedient? Do you listen to what God has said and then go out and do what he has said? We are saved by faith. Jesus said, "Except you believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins," John 8:24. I could read to you multitudes of passages that teach the necessity of faith, but the faith that saves is the faith that obeys. The faith that moves is the faith that obeys what God has commanded us to do. When one talks about his great faith, but he'll not do what God commands, you can rest assured his faith is not